at some point, it, you know, so it goes, you know, as if we're having a substitution coming in. I should do that, like, in the middle of the podcast. All of a sudden, you know what, I need a break anyway. You know, coming in, substituting Curtis Cooper for Rob Witham. It's a number two for number half or whatever. We're going to hear a whole lot of whistles, a whole lot of horns and buzzers over the next 4 weeks as it is now crunch time. In high school basketball, which, of course, leads us into crunch time in college basketball as well. Lots to talk about on the Hoops Court Central, and there's lots to talk about anyway. All over the place. It's busy season again. It happens three times a year at the high school level where things get crazy and everything's getting into postseason play. Regular season done, champions being crowned. We've got regionals here to my left and conferences to my right. As we welcome you to this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. Rob Witham along with you. If this edition sounds a little different, it's because I'm not in my usual recording room. We've had to kind of do some makeshift things here at the Casa de Witham this weekend. It's been a very strange weekend. I had a sick daughter I had to go take care of at college on Wednesday afternoon, rush her to the doctor Wednesday night. Thank the Lord, everything is okay. Just returned her safely back to Longwood University, and she'll get back to work. She's already back at work trying to catch up on homework. And those of you in college that are listening, you understand that deal. You miss one day of class and you're 6 weeks behind. So. And now my wife is not feeling well, so trying to, our studio is in cahoots with my room, and so I've had to kind of give up that particular setup, take the equipment, move it across the hall so that we can record the podcast and she can get some rest. One of the things that you deal with when you are a home-based business. What can I say? I don't have a seventh floor building downtown or, you know, a place in Innsbruck or anything like that. So that's okay. I like it just the way it is. Well, there is so much to talk about. Why don't we go ahead and begin with the final RVA Sports Network top 10 boys and girls basketball polls of the season. Now that we are splitting into the postseason, private schools are wrapping up their regular season this week. Poll at this point, after once we get through today, and we've already got one conference tournament underway here in Metro Richmond and some other tournaments around the area starting, and a couple that had some games that were postponed this weekend due to weather and travel restrictions for some teams up in the on the Eastern Shore. At this point, it's kind of a moot point after today to have a top 10 poll, so that's why we wrap it up when the regular season wraps up. So here we go, final top 10 polls in boys and girls basketball. There have been some shuffles, especially over on the boys poll, but let's start with the girls. Number 10, holding steady at 10, despite a loss this past week. They do go into the Conference 11 semifinals as the number 2 seed in that conference, and they are the Wildcats of Deep Run. Falling one spot to number 9, but hoping to finally have some health on their side as they get going in Conference 20, and they are the 2 seed behind Monacan. They are the Falcons of Huguenot, raising up one spot to number 8 and playing some great basketball down the stretch in the prep league, Trinity Episcopal. They entered our top 10 3 weeks ago at number 10, moved to number 9 last week. They moved to number 8 in our final poll. Holding steady at number 7, Henrico. Struggled a little bit on Saturday in their opening round win in Conference 11 over Mills Godwin in a very low-scoring game. They will get the top seed, J.R. Tucker, in the semifinals on Wednesday night, and when they met early in the year back in December, J.R. Tucker handed Henrico a 69-66 defeat. But again, the tournament semis and finals are being held at Henrico, so even though Tucker's the higher seed, Henrico is going to have home court advantage. These determinations of where they're going to play the tournaments that are held at quote-unquote neutral sites are done months in advance, and I'm sure everything is taken into consideration. There's already been much talk about the fact on the boys' side that basically Deep Run got the number 1 seed in part by beating Henrico at Henrico, and now they got to go and do it again, hypothetically, if both teams survive the semifinals on Tuesday night. Back to the girls' poll. A loss this week. St. Catharines falls 1 from 5 to 6 in our poll, and therefore entering our top five at number five. That top seed out of Conference 11, J.R. Tucker. Don't forget, conference semis are everything at almost all conference levels here in the area. You've got to win your conference semifinal in 3, 11, 12, 20, 25, 26 if you want to move on to the regional. In Conference 16 in 5A North, 5A North takes 12 teams in their regional. And so, therefore, over there where Atlee and Patrick Henry are, three teams are going to the region. Now, we already know that Patrick Henry and the girls' side is going to host a conference semifinal because they got a bye as the 2 seed. And it could be against the Atlee Raiders if Atlee beats Patrick Henry Roanoke Monday night in the first round. They're the 3 seed, which would mean the winner goes to the championship game and clinches a regional berth. The loser goes to a play-in game where the winner would get that 3rd spot. And so the season's not quite over yet, even if you lose in the Conference 16 tournament semifinals, boys or girls. Now, back to our girls' top 10. Got a little ahead of myself there. Top 4, still the same. LC Bird holds at 4. They are the number 1 seed in Conference 12, and we'll explain in a moment. Cosby, number 3. They are the top seed in Conference 3. Monacan, top seed in Conference 20 and prohibited favorite in that tournament. They are number 2. And wrapping up the season, as they did last year, unbeaten and number 1 in our RVA Sports Network Top 10 Girls Basketball Poll, the Springers of Highland Springs. But yeah, they're the number 3 seed in the Conference 12 tournament. And again, we'll explain when we go through the conferences and preview all the action coming up in a moment. Boys Top 10. They were in our poll a few weeks back. They dropped out. They return for the final poll thanks to a huge win at Henrico to wrap up the regular season. On Thursday night, the Verina Blue Devils end up the regular season as the number three seed over in Conference 12. And certainly with a win over Henrico, they're looking to make some noise in that tournament this week. Up 1 to number 9, the Chiefs of Monacan, and they get set to be the number 2 seed in Conference 20. Number 8, holding steady from last week, the Hopewell Blue Devils, moving up 2, back up to number 7 to wrap up the regular season, the number 1 seed in Conference 20, and they are the Generals of Dinwiddie. Falling 3 notches to number 6, had a tough loss on Saturday in prep league play, the Saints of St. Christopher's. In our top 5, and I'm not sure anybody would have thought at the start of the season that this team would have gone 18-4 in the regular season, now 19-4 after their win Saturday in the Conference 11 first round, over at Glen Allen, beating Douglas Freeman 74-49. They now move on to the semifinals against Henrico on Tuesday night. They are the Panthers of Hermitage. Rob Rice certainly has to be a Coach of the Year candidate in Conference 11 and possibly across the entire area. Number 4. They started the season and spent a lot of time at number 1. They fell to number 3 after losing. They got back up to 2, and they finish at 4. The Henrico Warriors, number 2 seed in Conference 11. But they do have the advantage of hosting the tournament semis and finals coming up beginning Tuesday night. Moving up to number 3, the Deep Run Wildcats, the number 1 seed in Conference 11. Up to number 2, and the number 2 seed in Conference 26. It's kind of hard to believe, but it's true. John Marshall. They'll go into that tournament having to win one more game than Hopewell does in order to get in to the regionals. And the number 1 team in our final poll, a team that, frankly, there are some polls here in the area that only cover certain parts of the area. We are one poll that covers the entire Metro Richmond area. There are others as well. And this particular team was lower on some polls than they were in ours just throughout the season. But they have done a fantastic job this year. I believe that, you know, they lost Kenny Williams. Yes, Jalen Elliott did not suit up for them this season. And, you know, that was an expectation, a player that we thought would be there and ended up not being there. And so, you know, you put Wiley together and Haskett and Faldon and the rest of the gang, you've got a very, very strong crew. And this is the kind of year where a team like LC Bird, it's wide open in 5A. You look at our top 5, four of them are going to be in the same region. LC Bird at one, Deep Run at three, Henrico at four, and Hermitage at five. And we know that one of the top five teams in our poll won't make it to region week, the week of the 22nd, because there are three Conference 11 teams right next to each other in positions 3, 4, and 5. And only two of them can make the regional in 5A South. So we're going to say goodbye to one of our top five teams this week as early as Tuesday night in the conference semifinals. So congratulations, LC Bird, final number one team in our RVA Sports Network Top 10 Boys Basketball Poll. The polls are put away for the next month. We will begin our baseball and softball polls coming up later on, late part of the month of March, with the spring break coming relatively early this season, the third week of the regular season. We'll get a couple of weeks of action in. Some teams will play over spring break, others will not. So we are weighing when we're going to have our first polls for baseball, softball, how we're going to handle all of that spring sports-wise. And as we make that decision and make a determination as to when we will premiere our polls, we will let you know. They will not happen prior to the regular season. We're going to let at least 1 week of regular season play go. So the earliest that we would premiere them here on the podcast would be on the 20th of March. All right, folks, if you haven't seen it already, sure hope you have bookmarked Tournament Central on RVASportsNetwork.com. It is still at the top of the page right now. Now, I can't guarantee it's going to stay at the top of the page much longer simply because we've got other news and results coming in that we've got to talk about, we've got to post. But if you go and you bookmark the page right now, even if it's not at the top of the page, you just scroll down the page, whether you're on your mobile phone, whether you're on your Kindle, whether you're on your laptop, your PC, whatever. And whenever we send out a tweet on any of our Twitter feeds that says Tournament Central, that's the hashtag we're using all week. The other hashtag we're using is hashtag Road to Siegel, because everybody's going through the Siegel Center at the state level. Quarterfinals, semifinals, championship game. We'll talk more about that coming up, too. But Road to Siegel is one hashtag. The other hashtag we're using is Tournament Central. And so if you go to RVASportsNetwork.com and click on the headline Tournament Central right now and then bookmark that web page, you can go back to it all week long and through Friday night and even Saturday if we end up having some weather issues that pushes tournaments back. We will be updating you on scores, schedules, rescheduling because of weather, etc., etc., etc. So hope you have been to and will continue to be at Tournament Central at RVASportsNetwork.com. Let us start talking right now about what's coming up this week. And we'll go ahead and do it numerically. It's just the easiest way to do it. We'll begin in Conference 3 over in 6A South. Boys Tournament. We have Cosby and Clover Hill, your top seeds, and those two played two fantastic games in the regular season. But lest we get ahead of ourselves, there is action that has to be done and accomplished before they have meeting number three. First-round action in boys, and this is all subject to change. We are, as of right now, at about 6 o'clock on Sunday evening is when we're recording the podcast. The weather is moving in, and we are already seeing some closings and delays. I know that Longwood University up in Farmville is not going to open until 11 o'clock tomorrow. Some of the school systems down southwest of us, like Lunenburg and Mecklenburg and Nottoway, that had school scheduled, have closed for Monday. And so it's a deep possibility that Franklin County will not be open tomorrow. And if they're closed, then James River won't be making the trip on Monday. But the current schedule is for Conference 3 boys, number 6, James River, at number 3, Franklin County. It's set for Monday at 5:30. We are fully expecting that game to be moved due to the weather that is coming in here late Sunday night into Monday. If it happens, we expect they'll do their best to try to get it done Tuesday, so that the semifinals can stay on Wednesday. Other matchups here locally, and you know, locally we're on the line with this storm. We're supposed to get snow overnight, then a period of some ice, and then it's supposed to turn to rain. The question's going to be how quickly it changes to rain and whether or not school systems make the decision, well, you know, if we close, we just can't. And we have a couple of different situations here. Here in Chesterfield, where we're talking about Conference 3, Chesterfield schools are open Monday. So if they close school, obviously game ain't happening, because if you close school, there's no activities that night. Hanover Henrico on the north side of the river, there aren't any classes on Monday. It is a student holiday. So, you know, it is feasible to believe that it's possible that they could look and wait. If the rain comes in and washes all the wintry weather away, maybe they try to get Monday night games in. Or if they decide to call it everything off, they may decide, okay, we'll push things back 24 hours. That would affect Conference 16, Conference 20, etc. So again, we'll keep you posted on Tournament Central at RVASportsNetwork.com, and of course on Twitter. As soon as we get any type of postponements and reschedulings, obviously, we will send it over on our Twitter network. And let me take just a second, for those of you who may be newer to the RVA Sports Network, to explain the Twitter network. We have four Twitter feeds that cover the Metro Richmond area, and they grew kind of organically. We began on Twitter in Hanover County in 2012 at Hanover Sports on Twitter. That is our oldest Twitter feed. It will be celebrating its fourth anniversary in May. Celebrating its third anniversary in May is Henrico Sports, where we keep you posted on everything going on in Henrico County. We expanded to cover Chesterfield County in August of 2013, and so at 2.5 years and counting at Chesterfield Sports. And then in October of 2014, we took an older Twitter feed that we were using for some other business-related dealings, and we revamped it, rebranded it as the RVA Sports Network, and it's the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. That is at the RVA Sportsnet, and our Twitter feed there covers everybody across the area, not just in high school, but we cover all sports in the RVA. If it has to do with sports here in the area, or you're talking about it here in the area, we're talking about it too. So we cover VCU, we cover Richmond, we cover Virginia Union, Virginia State, we cover the Flying Squirrels, we cover the Kickers. You know, if you're talking Super Bowl, we're talking Super Bowl. If you're talking NCAA tournaments, so are we. We keep an eye on UVA and Tech. We keep an eye on the ACC, the CAA, et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to know what's happening in sports across the area, follow the RVA Sports. And we have a lot of people who go to schools in the suburban counties, and they follow two feeds. They cover, you know, they'll follow Henrico Sports because they go to a Henrico high school. And they follow the RVA Sportsnet so they can keep in touch with sports going on all over the place. So follow one, follow all, whatever you want to do. That's kind of the way it happened. And in terms of high school, if you live in the city of Richmond, if you live in the Tri-Cities and any surrounding county, Caroline, New Kent, Charles City, King William, Prince George, Dinwiddie, Amelia, Powhatan, Goochland, Louisa, we cover all of you at the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. That's at the RVA Sportsnet. So now that we have all that aside, let's get back to Conference 3. Not so sure about the Monday first round games. If they get moved, certainly they'll try to get them in on Tuesday, but it's James River at Franklin County, Manchester at Thomas Dale. The winner of Manchester Thomas Dale gets Cosby in a semifinal Wednesday night at Cosby. Of note, Cosby will be hosting senior night that night, and the reason why is they were supposed to do it the end of this week against Huguenot, and that game got canceled, that doubleheader, the varsity girls boys, because on Friday, with I guess the forecast of a little bit of snow coming through, which really didn't materialize here, the Richmond City School System canceled all their evening activities on Friday, which again meant the Huguenot team couldn't go play basketball at Cosby. So that was supposed to be their senior night. Cosby will have their senior night now on Wednesday during the Conference 3 semis because they're hosting a doubleheader, because Cosby has the number one seed in both boys and girls. So again, boys semifinals, Manchester Thomas Dale winner goes to Cosby on Wednesday. The James River Franklin County winner comes to Clover Hill on Wednesday. And then the surviving highest seed hosts the championship game scheduled for Friday night. Same thing in the girls. Clover Hill is the sixth seed, supposed to go to Franklin County Monday night. We are very iffy that that's going to happen because of the weather. May get pushed back to Tuesday, hopefully no further. Manchester's the five seed. They go to James River. That's going to be a very entertaining basketball game. Kayla Hugate and company versus Mandy Hermans and company. And one good, solid basketball team is unfortunately going to see their season end in that round. The winner of that game goes to Thomas Dale in the Tuesday semifinal in the 2-3, they go to number one Cosby. My bad, I'm looking at my schedule here wrong. So Manchester or James River will have to go to Cosby, the number one seed. But you know, in that situation, you go to Cosby, you give them your best shot. If you lose, season's over, nobody expected you to win except yourself and your legion of fans there at your school because, you know, Cosby's such a juggernaut. But you never know. Get somebody in foul trouble, a cold shooting night. Stranger things have happened, especially in the postseason. And so all the underdog teams, if you're on what's called an underdog team and you're listening to this podcast, remember, do not go into the game assuming that you're going to lose. Other people will do that for you. Let them do that. You go in there assuming you're going to win the game. Because once they put the ball up in the air and the tip is done, you never know what is going to happen. You never know how the ball is going to bounce. You never know who's going to shoot 70% and who's going to shoot 25%. And we've seen it happen before. So the best of luck to both Manchester, James River. Kind of hate to see one of those teams have to bow out in the first round. Winner will go to Cosby in the semis. Winner of Clover Hill Franklin County comes to Thomas Dale. They're the two seed. And then, of course, the championship's currently on Friday. Now, I'll tell you, we've spoken with tournament officials in Conference 3 earlier this week. They do have contingency plans in place for if the tournament has to be pushed back due to the snow system coming in tonight and Monday. They would rather us not talk about it publicly right now, and we are honoring that request by not talking about it publicly. We will do the right thing, and that is be patient and allow them the honor of announcing how they're going to handle the tournament. And once they've done that, we will pass the information along to you. Conference 11, we've already referenced it several times. Don't forget, over Conference 3, before we put that to bed, the top two seeds, the teams that make the championship games on Friday night, they punch tickets to the 6A South region the following week. Boys, Conference 11. First round yesterday, Glenn Allen knocks out Mills Godwin. The 5 beats the 4, 53-37. Now, again, another situation where the lower seed had the benefit of playing on their home court due to Glenn Allen being the site for the quadruple header of first-round games in both the boys and the girls for Conference 11 on Saturday. That's predetermined. But yeah, that has nothing to do with Mills Godwin having a poor shooting performance in the game. Once you get there, you get going. And I forget, it might have been on a Tuesday night when we were live at Mills Godwin, and they almost pulled off the upset of Hermitage. What a great game of the week that was on Tuesday to wrap up our regular season basketball coverage. We talked about the fact that it looked like Mills Godwin would get Glenn Allen in the first round, that Godwin had beaten Glenn Allen the week before by 33 points. But once you get in the postseason, that means absolutely nothing. And I cannot tell you how many times in my lifetime, and I'm thinking about college basketball, high school basketball, where a team will play a team late in the regular season, and they will smoke them. And then they end up playing each other early in the conference tournament, and it's the other way around. They may not get smoked. They may lose by two, but the team that they beat by a dozen or two a week before ends up ending their season. That's exactly what happened here. Hated to see it for the seniors at Mills Godwin. They're always a competitive team. Congratulations to Glenn Allen. That was a very good win. And now they get to take their best shot at deep run. On Tuesday night over at Henrico, that'll be the first semifinal. It'll start at 6 p.m. And we'll have live tweet coverage all night long on Henrico Sports on Twitter. If you cannot get to Henrico on Tuesday night, and it will be SRO there, I am sure, then make sure you're with us on Twitter at Henrico Sports for complete night-long doubleheader semifinal coverage, which begins at 6 p.m. when Glenn Allen, the 5 seed, takes on number one deep run. The winner goes to the final, but more importantly, clinches the berth in the 5A South Region Tournament. Hermitage, as we mentioned earlier, eliminated Douglas Freeman on Saturday, 74-49, the final score. Sorry to see the careers of both Clayton Leap and Gabe Fountain come to an end, among others, at Douglas Freeman. Have really enjoyed watching the class of 16 at Freeman over the last few years. They've had some nice wins and some big games. The triple overtime thriller with Godwin last year when they were all juniors comes to mind. just a good run. And I know it was not the season Freeman wanted, and Freeman is accustomed to. They are not used to being a sixth seed going into a tournament. But Coach Parpart and company, they'll get back, and they'll have the Rebels back strong very soon. So with Hermitage's win, it sets up the rematch. And yes, I know all about what happened opening night between these two teams. Fight breaks out third quarter. Game gets suspended. Police called in. They ended up just ending the game at that point. Henrico won. Of this, I am sure. I am sure that Hermitage has grown from that situation. I know Henrico has grown from that situation. I'm sure we will have plenty of security on hand on Tuesday night, and rightfully so. And I know that both of these teams are going to act in a much better situation because they realize what's at stake. For Hermitage, this could be a program-changing win. If they could go to Henrico, end Henrico's reign. You know, Henrico has been to the state title or the state championship level X number of years in a row. If Henrico gets bounced at the conference tournament, this would transform Hermitage basketball. This is how important this game is for the program. But just for the sake of the basketball game, it means the difference between having a great season that ends at the conference tournament or being able to knock out a huge program and put yourself in the regional tournament. This is what you play for. And when you have a situation like this and an opportunity like it, you better play with a level head. Because what if you win, but there are a couple of issues, and you lose a player or two, and then suddenly you're down at the conference tournament final, and you might be down a player or two at the next level? Neither team wants that to happen. So I do not expect issues. I expect a lot of great play. Yes, I expect intensity because of what's on the line. But I also expect, I know both coaches are going to do their dead level best to take care of their teams. I know the refs will take care of business, and I am looking forward to being courtside on Tuesday night for both Glen Allen Deep Run and Hermitage Henrico. It's going to be an incredible night. And again, if you can't be there, Henrico Sports on Twitter, the place to be, real-time updates all night long. Winners to the 8 p.m. Friday night championship. Again, at Henrico High School. Semis and championship games of Conference 11 at Henrico High. They will honor the all-conference teams and honor the players and coaches of the year at the between games, between the girls and boys title games, Friday night at Henrico. Girls side, number one seed, J.R. Tucker, Anne-Marie Barron and company. Got to see them Thursday night in their last night at home with their win over Patrick Henry. And they go into the tournament with lots of confidence. Number two, Deep Run. They slipped up, had a loss this past week, but still a force to be reckoned with here at the conference level. And here's the lineup for Wednesday. Here are the scores from Saturday first. Number four, Henrico beats number five, Mills Godwin, 34-25. Very deliberate game. Possessions were not many. There were some issues with shooting. Godwin, they got the game in terms of the pace that they wanted. They just weren't able to knock down the shots that they needed. Holding Henrico to 34 points is a fantastic accomplishment, but not if he only scored 25. And I know that that was a disappointment for the Eagles, but they played well. Congratulations to Henrico. I know it wasn't the way they wanted to win. But they get the victory, and now they get another shot at number one, J.R. Tucker. First semifinal Wednesday night, 6 p.m. at Henrico. So Tucker's got to play the Warriors on their home floor. Glen Allen, the three seed after eliminating number six Hermitage, 73-40. They get Deep Run. Those two teams have had some good action this year against each other. That will be an excellent game. Winners will play for the title at 6 on Friday. Conference 12. We'll talk about the girls in a minute. Boys, number one seed LC Bird is expected, no problem there. Number two seed Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook, they had some tough losses early on in the year. They've had some struggles, but Amp Williams has come up big. Legree has come up big. The team is starting to play really good basketball, and Meadowbrook could be a team that surprises a lot of people before things are said and done. But first, they've got a problem in their first game if things hold to form. Let me explain. Verona coming off that win over Henrico at Henrico. First Capital District loss for Henrico in, what, 3 or 4 years? They have the number three seed, so they'll have the first semifinal at Meadowbrook on Tuesday afternoon. against Motueka at 5:45. Now, Motueka and Verina played each other at the start of the regular season and had a thriller. And Motueka, between Whitfield and company, they've got enough talent to where they could pull the upset. So anybody that's already put Verina in the semis against Meadowbrook with a Sharpie, don't make that mistake. Motueka could make you pay for that. So Motueka, Verina, 5:45 at Meadowbrook on Tuesday. That's your first of the first round games. And then the second one immediately following is number 5 Prince George and number 4 Highland Springs, and that one's a complete toss-up. So any of the four teams playing on Tuesday night in the first round could end up with a victory and on their way to the semis the next night, where the 4-5 winner, either Prince George or Highland Springs, they'll get LC Bird in the first game at 5:45 Wednesday. 3-6 winner, Verina Motueka, whoever survives gets Meadowbrook in that second game on Meadowbrook's home floor, an advantage for them, and that game at 7:15. Championship game Friday night, 7:15, also at Meadowbrook. I think LC Bird is favored to win that tournament. I think that second spot in 5A South is wide open, and I think there's the possibility that anybody out of that final five could get on a roll in two nights and get the job done. Tuesday and Wednesday at Meadowbrook, it's going to be some very wild basketball. Girls, number 1 seed is LC Bird, number 2 is Meadowbrook. You're saying, where's Highland Springs? I know. They are the number 3 seed. They are penalized by the conference because they did not play all conference opponents and everybody else did. And if you do not play every team in the conference during the regular season, you cannot be a 1 seed or a 2 seed. Now, on my soapbox, if that is a rule, then it is incumbent upon the conference to ensure that every team in the conference play each other. Simple as that. If you're going to make that rule, you cannot put it into a situation to where you've got teams that are not able to play each other for whatever reason. And from what I have understood, Highland Springs, Prince George didn't get to play each other this season, and it's not like they didn't try. They tried. So if the conference is going to dictate in order for you to be the number 1 seed, you got to play everybody, the conference needs to be there to help the coaches and the ADs make sure that everybody plays everybody. It's not that hard to understand. For a undefeated team to not be the number 1 seed in their conference, to me, is unconscionable. Completely ridiculous. And I had somebody on Twitter, say to me, well, what's the big deal? Highland Springs is destroying everybody they're playing. And I looked at him and I said, wait just a minute. Number one, as the 3 seed, they got to play an extra game. What if one of their top players gets injured in that extra game and they lose them for the season? Changes everything. Number two, everybody had the same attitude last year when they walked into Hermitage and had Taja Cole drop 38 on them, and LC Bird handed them their only loss of the season in the regional, and the Springers' date with destiny in the States never happened. We're in crazy season, folks. Anything can happen at any time. And so, therefore, I believe if you run your table, you're the number one seed. And why... There are some things I feel like the Virginia High School League needs to mandate to certain things to the conference and regional level so that there is uniformity across the way. And then there are some things I believe the conferences and the region should have some autonomy about. But if you've got autonomy and you use it in a weird way, and then you do not work together as a conference to make sure that everybody plays each other so that they can fulfill the requirement that's necessary to be a top seed, it just makes no sense to me. So for some reason, Highland Springs, who just beat Verina a week or two ago by 100 points, is going to have to play them again on Tuesday night at home at 5:45. Okay, and in a year where there has been so much talk about the disparity in girls basketball and why there are so many games that end up 50, 70, 80 points, we are being force-fed another one that did not need to happen. So Verina Highland Springs at 5:45, and that's no offense to the team at Verina. I feel horrible for the Verina girls basketball team because they're being dealt this blow. Now, would it be easy to take on Meadowbrook in the first round if Meadowbrook had been down to the 3 seed? No, Meadowbrook certainly would have been favored. But Verina would look at that one and go, okay, I think the Verina girls team may be the only team in the region that wakes up Tuesday morning and goes, really? are you kidding me? We've got to do this. And they've also got to take on their arch. It's their arch rival, for God's sake. So, yeah, I'm very puzzled. Very puzzled by this. So you've got Verona Highland Springs Tuesday at 5:45 at Highland Springs. Then Metoka Prince George in the second game at 7:15. Winner of Metoka Prince George gets number one LC Bird on Thursday at Highland Springs at 5:45. Winner of Verona Highland Springs gets number two Meadowbrook in the second game, again at Highland Springs. And then they move the championship for doubleheader purposes to Meadowbrook on Friday night at 5:45. So again, boys, Tuesday night first round at Meadowbrook, Wednesday night semis at Meadowbrook, girls first round Tuesday at Highland Springs, semifinals Thursday at Highland Springs, championship girls Meadowbrook 5:45 Friday, boys 7:15 Friday at Meadowbrook High School. I know I'm a little more fired up than I normally am here on Central Region Now. And I apologize that if it's a longer edition than normal, but there's just so much to get to and to talk about. Conference 16, let's move up to Hanover County. With Conference 16, you've got in boys, we now know that it's going to be Albemarle and Halifax that get to the number one and the number two seeds. Currently scheduled to play each other on Monday night, but that may not happen, are number six Orange at number three Patrick Henry Roanoke. And then we have a Hanover County matchup in the other one. Number five, Patrick Henry, goes to number four, Atlee. If it happens to play Friday, Monday night, we'll be there. And go to Hanover Sports on Twitter for real-time coverage. Now, the winner of Patrick Henry and Atlee has to go to number one Albemarle on Wednesday in the semifinals. The winner of Orange PH Roanoke goes to number two Halifax. So a couple of long road trips coming up on Wednesday. Championship game at the higher seed remaining on Friday. In the girls, number one seed Orange, number two seed Patriots Patrick Henry of Ashland. So they don't play until Wednesday night. First round games on Monday were supposed to be Albemarle at Halifax. That one highly in doubt now due to the weather. And the 6-3 game was Patrick Henry Roanoke coming up to play Atlee, the number three seed, one of the hottest girls basketball teams in the area. They were 3-10 at one time, and they have turned on the juices. Ashley Weaver got healthy, and they are rolling on all cylinders right now. They were supposed to host that game Monday night at 6 o'clock. If it happens, it will have live tweet coverage on Hanover Sports. It may get pushed back due to the weather, especially with Roanoke having to make the trip all the way out here. Semis are currently set for Wednesday night. Halifax Albemarle winner would go to Orange. The Atlee PH Roanoke winner will go to Patrick Henry. So we could, if Atlee wins, get an Atlee Patrick Henry showdown in the semis, where remember, in Conference 16, three teams make it to the 5A North region. So if you lose your semifinal, you go into a play-in game. And if you win the play-in game, you're the three seed out of the conference into the North region. So the season's not over at the semifinal level. Patrick Henry and possibly Atlee would be a Wednesday night game. If that happens at PH, we'll be there live at Hanover Sports on Twitter. Championship game is scheduled for Friday night. We do not have a definitive date and time yet for the third place game for either boys or girls. Conference number 20, boys, Dinwiddie and Monacan, two of our top 10 teams. They have the byes at 1 and 2, respectively. Supposedly Monday night, number 6 Midlothian goes to number 3 Hanover at 6 o'clock. Our Taylor Luck will be there live, and you can follow him on Twitter at TaylorRVASN. That's at TaylorRVASN for live tweet coverage of that game. Huguenot goes to Powhatan in a 7 o'clock game on Monday night, weather permitting, in the first round. Now, if those two games don't happen, I suspect they'll do their best to get them in on Tuesday because the semis are scheduled for Wednesday. The winner of Huguenot-Powhatan will go to Dinwiddie. They're the number one seed. And then the winner of Hanover-Midlothian will go to Monacan. They are the number two seed. Both those games Wednesday are scheduled to be 7 p.m. tips. Championship for Conference 20 is Friday night and is supposed to be at the higher seed. Time to be determined, I'm sure, based on who is hosting. In Conference 20 girls, Monacan, the clear-cut prohibited favorite, is the number one seed. Huguenot is the number two seed. They're just trying to get healthy and stave off teams like Midlothian to try to get that regional berth in 4A East. Midlothian is scheduled to host Hanover in a 3-6 game, supposed to be Monday at 6. That could likely will change. First round Monday also, Powhatan at Dinwiddie in a 5-4 game, supposed to be at 7. That might get pushed back to Tuesday. And that would then push the semis as well, because in the girls' tournament, the semis were supposed to be Tuesday night at the higher seed, with the Powhatan-Dinwiddie winner going to Monacan and the Hanover-Midlothian winner going to Huguenot. If they get pushed back, it could be, you know, obviously to Wednesday. And they could still, if they want to, get the championship game done on Thursday, scheduled to be at the higher seed at 7 o'clock. Conference 26, boys, Hopewell gets the bye. They have the better power rating over John Marshall, even though John Marshall ranks significantly higher than Hopewell in our top 10 poll throughout the season. That doesn't matter when it comes to how they determine the conference seeds. So Hopewell gets the bye in both the boys and the girls tournament. Good time to be the Hopewell Blue Devils. First round games are supposed to be Monday. We expect that they may change. Number 7, Spotsylvania at number 2, John Marshall. This is boys. Number 6, Petersburg at number 3, George Wythe. And number 5, TJ at number 4, Armstrong, in a good city battle. If these games get moved to Tuesday, then we expect that the semifinals would all get pushed back 24 hours. The semifinals currently are supposed to be on Tuesday night at the Arthur Ashe Center. The TJ Armstrong winner plays Hopewell. On Wednesday night at 7:30, the Wythe Petersburg winner gets the Spotsylvania JM winner. So we could have George Wythe, John Marshall, Malik White versus Jeremy Carter Shepherd for the right to move on to the 3A East. Whoa. Now, if we, you know, don't have school Monday due to snow and they push the first round to Tuesday, it could be semifinals Wednesday, Thursday. Championship scheduled for Friday night at the Ash Center. Over in the girls, Hopewell number 1 seed. I think Armstrong is a very strong number 2 seed. You've got to watch out for them in this tournament. They start by hosting Thomas Jefferson in a first round game. First round, again, supposed to be Monday, but the snow could screw that up. Spotsylvania at John Marshall, the 3 seed. George Wythe at Petersburg, the 4 seed. All of them are 6 o'clock games if they happen Monday. If they don't, then they'll have to push the semis back, I suspect, from Tuesday, Wednesday to Wednesday, Thursday. The first semifinal will be with Petersburg's winner against number 1 Hopewell. And then the Spotsylvania JM winner versus the TJ Armstrong winner. That's currently scheduled for Wednesday at 6. Championship Friday night 6, and again, semis and finals and Conference 26 all taking place at the Arthur Ashe Center. They have a true neutral site, and with the exception of, you know, TJ, John Marshall, they've played there a time or two. Up in Conference 33, King William, the boys were supposed to play Nandua on Saturday. That game got postponed because Nandua could not travel. Bruton, the number 1 seed in that tournament, did play, and they beat Washington and Lee 84-55, so they're now waiting for the Nandua-King William game to happen, which could be Monday. It probably will be Tuesday, and it looks like it's going to be Wednesday before they have the championship game. It would be at Bruton at a time to be determined. The Maggie Walker Girls Conference 33 semifinal at Arcadia up in the Eastern Shore, that got postponed too due to the weekend weather on the coast. And as soon as we get updates on that, we'll let you know. In Conference 34, Amelia in boys action eliminated in the semifinals on Saturday night by number 1 Bluestone. Final in that one was 80-65. Conference 25, good luck to Colonial Heights. The girls are the number 4 seed. They are scheduled to begin play at home against Southampton on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. And we are still waiting for the boys bracket. As soon as we get it, we will put it up on Tournament Central at rvasportsnetwork.com. Again, that's rvasportsnetwork.com. Make sure you go to our website, bookmark Tournament Central. That is where you want to be all week long to get the latest scores, latest conference tournament brackets, latest schedule changes due to the weather. We'll have it all updated all week long. So go to rvasportsnetwork.com. At the top of the page right now, it says Tournament Central right underneath our podcast. Click on where it says Tournament Central and then bookmark that page on your device or devices and just go back to that page and refresh all week long, all the way through Friday or even Saturday if we need it, to get all the information you need about scores, schedules, brackets, reschedulings because of snow or whatever the case may be, who's in the regional, who's out of the regional. We'll have it all for you right there. Tons of action going on this weekend. Want to congratulate Matoaka Wrestling, Lee Davis Wrestling, on fantastic performances in the 5A South Region Tournament that concluded this afternoon down at the beach. Congratulations to Hanover, top finisher team-wise in 4A East with a couple of regional champions there. Want to congratulate both Lee Davis and Patrick Henry at Gymnastics in Hanover County for their performances at the 5A South Region Gymnastics Tournament Saturday in Virginia Beach. But a big shout-out to Douglas Freeman. The Rebels won the 5A South Region title, and that's big, folks, because gymnastics has been dominated for many years by teams from the 757. So for Douglas Freeman to come in there, win the championship team-wise, Cameron Shears wins the all-around championship. That is a huge win for Douglas Freeman. Want to congratulate them on that honor. For all the teams who have done so well in swimming the last week or so, congratulations to you. We've now transitioned in track from conference over to region. 5A South started on Saturday. They want to continue Monday. Whether they can or not, it'll be weather permitting. If not, it may be done on Tuesday. 4A East has their regionals coming up Thursday at Boo Williams in Hampton. And, of course, state championship weekend for swimming, gymnastics, and wrestling is this coming weekend. And state tournament weekend for track is the 26th, 27th, and hopefully not, but if necessary, February the 28th. College hoops, VCU, great win Saturday night at home against St. Louis. Kind of got things back on track after the loss to UMass, and Coach Wade had some very candid comments after the game, kind of protecting his team, and rightfully so, trying to get them in the right frame of mind before they head to the Barclays Center in a few weeks for the conference tournament. And the University of Richmond with a big win over Fordham to get back to 500 in the A-10 and position themselves possibly for a run in the tournament. But they've got some big games coming up, including round two with VCU before the regular season is said and done. Over in Atlantic 10 women's basketball, congratulations to the Richmond women. This afternoon, Sunday, they get a huge win at home over VCU. It snaps a long losing streak. Richmond has had a tough season this year. They've battled injuries. But, man, this is a huge win for Coach Michael Schaefer and the crew. Janelle Hubbard with a big day. Michaela Parson, the Monacan grad, with a big day. And hopefully Richmond can build off of this, get a winning streak going. They're trying to avoid playing in that first night of the A-10 tournament here at the Richmond Coliseum that Wednesday, March the 2nd. When the 11 seed plays the 14 seed and the 12 play the 13, they'd like to avoid that and start play on Thursday rather than have to play a play-in game there that opening round on Wednesday night. And our A-10 tournament tip-to-trophy coverage will begin that Wednesday afternoon, March 2nd. That's going to be a crazy week of basketball here on RVA Sports Network. We're going to be covering the A-10 women's tournament, and we're also going to be right down the street at the Siegel Center for state quarterfinal action. The super sites are back, and let me quickly explain this as we close. In the past couple of years, they haven't had the state quarterfinals. They were eliminated. And frankly, the VHSL realized that they had some lost revenue there on the table, and so they were reinstated beginning this year. If memory serves me correctly, it was a one-year absence. So what will happen is this. At the conference tournament level, most conferences, as we mentioned earlier on the podcast, you got to win your semifinal game. That's why semifinals this week on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, maybe Thursday if the snow pushes them back, are everything. Because if you win, then you're in the regional the next week. If you lose, your season is over. Rare exceptions, like Conference 16, as we mentioned, in 5A North, they take the top three teams. So, you know, Atlee, Patrick Henry, they've got maybe a possibly a second chance at life. If they lose in the semifinal, they could win a play-in game and get into the region the following week. But usually, if you don't win your semis in the conference, your season is over. It was the same in the regions as well. You go to the region semifinal, and if you win, you're in. If you lose, you're out. And this year, it won't be that way, because with a quarterfinal level at the state, then each region needs to send four teams, not just two teams. And so if you win your region quarterfinal and you make it to the regional semifinal, you're guaranteed to play the following week. Now, the deal is this. If you lose in the regional semi, you're going to be a low seed. You're going to end up having to play probably the regional champion on the other side. And, you know, if you're in the South and you're a Richmond team, that could mean a trip up to Robinson Secondary School in Fairfax. If you're in 4A East and you're in the Richmond area, it could mean a trip up to James Madison to take on a team from Winchester or Harrisonburg. Could mean having to go down to the, you know, to another area of the state as well. But all the teams in the Metro Richmond area who get home court advantage because they're the higher seed in the state quarters out of the region, their south seed's higher than a north seed or their east seed's higher than a west seed, all those games will be at the Siegel Center. So they're going to be several games, boys and girls, at the Siegel Center. March 2nd through 5th, they have those dates available. Now, whether they have games all 4 days, that's still to be determined. Then the state semifinals begin on that Monday, March 7th. Remember, they flipped the schedule this year. Last year, 1A, 2A, and 3A played at the Siegel Center Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then the bigger schools, 4A, 5A, 6A, played Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Well, this year they flip it to be fair so that the 1A through 3A schools, the smaller schools, can come and play on the weekend. And that makes sense, but that means that most of the schools in our area, with the exception of conferences 25 and 26, 4A, 5A, 6A, you're going to have semifinals Monday and into Tuesday, and championship day is going to be Wednesday, a school day. So March 7th, 8th, and 9th. We'll put a cap on most of our basketball by the 9th of March. Once we get into the second half of that week, then our focus will be obviously shifted onto the 3A schools and possibly a 2A school or two in the area. Prep league schools, their championships are just a couple of weeks away. Their tournament, much shorter, much less games. You don't have to go through so many levels, and they'll have champions crowned by the 1st of March. So much basketball coming up in the next 3.5 to 4 weeks. Our heads are going to spin. So can I close on a baseball note? Very happy to announce, and it's listed at all of our websites. You can get our broadcast schedule constantly updated at any of our websites, including RVASportsNetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, and ChesterfieldCountySports.net. Our first high school baseball game of the week is set. It is going to be Monday night, March 14th. We'll be live at Atlee High School, where it will be the Atlee Raiders taking on the Midlothian Trojans. Midlothian at Atlee, live high school baseball only on RVA Sports Network. Mark your calendar and join us Monday night, March 14th. It will begin at 6 p.m. Don't forget, Tournament Central at RVASportsNetwork.com. Go bookmark that page now and be with us all week long for everything you need to know on basketball tournaments at the conference level this week. Next week on the podcast, we'll get you ready for the regional tournaments. And as we say good day, good night, goodbye, whatever, got to give a shout out to Katie Anderson at Randolph-Macon College. Patrick Henry grad, senior, she became Saturday the all-time rebounding leader in Randolph-Macon women's basketball history, grabbing rebound number 1,006 early in the win over Randolph. We were 20 feet away from her, filming it, and put it on Twitter immediately. She ended up with 10 rebounds, so she's got 1,014 for her career, which means she's now 42 away from tying the Old Dominion Athletic Conference all-time record. She's got 2 regular season games and at least 1 tournament game ahead of her. And so it is very possible that Katie Anderson could become the all-time leading rebounder in ODAC conference history. She's at 1,014. The record is 1,046. So that's what, 32 away? If my math is correct now, as opposed to maybe a moment ago, 32 rebounds away. At the same time, she cracked the top 5 and moved up higher on the all-time scoring list at Randolph-Macon, and she could go even higher before all is said and done. And her teammate Kajay Hester is now in the top 5 all-time school lead in assists. She'll never hit number 1 because number 1 is the great Megan Silva, who helped lead that team to the Final 4 in the national championship game 11 years ago. She has 700 all-time assists, and then the number 2 player has like 413. But Kajay has a chance to hit 413 and be number 2 all-time. So watching some records fall at Randolph-Macon. I know their season has been uneven, and they really want to make a statement come conference tournament time. ODAC tournament, starts a week from Monday. We'll be at Senior Day for Randolph-Macon on Saturday afternoon. The men play at 2, and then the women play at 4:30. All right, my friends, thanks for being with us for a crazy, jam-packed edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network, presented solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast, reuse without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is prohibited. Our full team will be out in force on Twitter this week with conference coverage. It may shift and change a bit due to the weather, but we know for sure Tuesday night, Henrico Sports, the place to be for the Conference 11 boys semifinals. Glen Allen Deep Run at 6, Hermitage Henrico at 8. Taylor Luck's going to be out. Preston Hauser rejoins us for tournament week, and we'll keep you posted on where we're going to be with live tweet coverage on Twitter at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports, and our main network feed at the RBA Sportsnet. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you on the sidelines.